The following program is sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.
The opinions expressed on this radio show are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented is for educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Sound Income Strategies is not a law firm or accounting firm, and no portion of this radio presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation.
Scalpel. Sponge. Retractor.
Wow, this is one messed up retirement.
Do you think you can save it?
Had they only listened to the retirement income doctor.
Welcome to today's Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter, founder of Mid-American Tax Advisory. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere. If you're in or near retirement, this program has been designed for you. And now, the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor radio show. This is Mark Falter coming at you again another week. And there is one topic that's near and dear to my heart that I wanted to talk about today. And, you know, I've talked to you, a lot of you on the phone, as I get call-ins week by week. And I find that there's a lot of people that catch us just one time on the phone. And I thought, you know, if there was one piece of information that I really wanted to get across, it's my concerns with the market right now as we sit. So today we're going to talk about several different things. We're going to talk about, you know, where the market's at right now. We're going to talk about historical trends with the market and how the market has been here before. We're going to talk about some common themes that many advisors think today and how they buy into what I call the Wall Street propaganda. And we're also going to talk about strategizing for income. Strategizing for income instead of having everything in for growth. So we got a lot of information in a short period of time we got to cover today, so we're going to get right at it. You know, one of the first things that I ask people when they come into our office is, what are your goals with your money? You know, you think about that, especially, you know, if you're in or near retirement, it's amazing how few people think about their goals. What do you want to accomplish with your money? You know, a lot of people have a lot of different dreams with their money, but you know what I hear is a constant, consistent theme and a consistent goal that most people have? I want you to think about it for a minute. Think about, what are your goals with your monies? And I'll tell you what most people say. They say, I want my assets to last beyond me. It's amazing how few people want to turn money over to their kids right now. And that's okay if you do or don't, you know, whatever the case, it's your money. But what they say consistently is, I want my money to outlast me, and I want it to produce income, and I want it to produce income for life. And it's amazing how few people have a strategy set up for that. And that's why I think it's one of the very first things that you should think about is or are your goals. And when you have everything invested in the market, and we'll talk about that as we go through this, and we have a market correction, if we have a market correction, how is that going to help those goals? I mean, is it going to help them or hurt them? You know, you have a 30 to 40% market correction, and your goal is to live off income for life and not outlive the money. Well, how's that going to affect your goals? It's going to affect your goals. So that's one of the first things we talk about is goals. And I want you to think about, what are your goals with your money? Now, that leads to something I like to call purpose versus performance. And I have consistently found that people are invested one of two ways, with one of two goals in mind. And one's not bad and one's not good. It's just two different ways of thinking. And think about it. I had a fellow in the office last week. He had about $1.6 million. And I dug down and found out what he needed per year to live on. And basically, what he needed was about $20,000 per year. Well, when you sit down and you figure that out, it's not a very high interest rate that a person needs to get in order to develop that. And if your goal is to produce $2,000 a month, if your goal is to give you enough money that you can travel and not worry about your money, if your goal is to not have to think about it when you go overseas and not have to think about where's the market, is the market up, is the market down, you're a purpose-driven investor. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a performance-driven investor, maybe with some of your money. If you're younger, if you're 25 or 35 years old, listening to this show, performance is not a bad thing. Where I find the major conflict comes in is when you have a purpose-driven investor mindset and you're invested for performance. You know, years ago, we had a client come in and he basically had millions of dollars, enough to produce income for life back in 1999. Well, he had reduced those millions into half that from 1999 to current, you know, about 3 or 4 years ago before he became our client. And he did it through trading in the stock market. But the thing that I said is, I said, hey, how much did you need back then to make ends meet? He said about $30,000 a year. Well, $30,000 a year back then when he had the large sum of money in 1999 was about 0.3% yield. And I said, why were you trying to get 13 and 14 if you only needed 0.3? And currently, I figured that amount he needed and the amount he had left right now, he only needed about 1% to 1.5% yield. Now, I'm not saying we want to just only achieve 1.5%, but why are we out there trying to get 20 and 30%? This is where the conflict comes in. And that is a purpose-driven person in a performance-driven portfolio, especially when you're dealing with an advisor that is stuck in the 90s mentally, stuck in the 90s, thinking the market's getting ready for its next major market correction, and he is sold on having you in the market. And you don't need to be. You know, it's like gambling. So if you're concerned over the fact that you are a purpose-driven person with a performance-driven portfolio and you can't talk your advisor out of it, give us a call. Love to talk to you. 15 minutes off the air. Give you a second set of eyes to look at things. Again, our phone number is toll-free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. So that leads us to where we're at in the current market conditions. You know, and I find a lot of people have assets invested in the market right now. You know, a large percentage in the market. And we have this thing that therapists call it it's a way of thinking. It's called a normalcy bias. And the normalcy bias is that basically if we didn't experience it and it didn't happen to us, we don't think it could happen. You know, and this is a situation when you draw out the years in the market. And I want to take you through something here real quick. If you're a first time listener, I hate it if you're driving right now because you won't remember this, but you could write this down if you're sitting by a notepad. Grab a notepad and write this down. I'm going to take you through some years. And that is, the market is broken down into two types of trends. A lot of people will think bull markets and bear markets. Well, that's a Wall Street viewpoint. The market is really broken down into what's called secular bears and bulls. Now, what the heck is a secular bear? It's where your bulls and your bears are combined into one. Your secular bears and your bulls, a secular bear market, first of all, let's talk about that. That is a market that basically just goes sideways. It goes up and down and up and down, but ultimately it ends at about the same place it started. A bull market is obvious. It's an up market. Now, the first secular bear trend started in 1900, and it ran to 1919. Then the first bull market ran from 1920 to 29, the roaring 20s. Then what happened in 1930? A lot of people say the market crashed, but basically it went sideways until 1954. And then 1955 through 61, we had another bull market. 1962 through 81, another secular bear trend. And 82 through 99, the single best bull market in history. Now you know where I get the term stuck in the 90s mentally. Those were years when we were getting 17, 20, 25% return. But what happened in year 2000? We lost it. We gained it back. We lost it again in 2008, and here we are. Well, let me tell you about these secular bear trends. We've had three of them in the past. You know, sometimes I often start this by asking people, generally speaking, more often than not, do you believe that history repeats itself? Ask yourself that question. Generally speaking, more often than not, do you think history has a way of repeating itself? We got 117 years of stock market data that is basically telling us we are in another secular bear trend. Well, here's the concern I've got with that. Considering the fact that we've gone basically 2, 3% up since 1999. We're in another secular bear trend. Every other time we've been in a secular bear trend, the market has had at least three corrections. Every other time we've been in a secular bear trend, it's taken at least 20 years for us to pull out of it. Every other time we've been in a secular bear trend, the price-to-earnings ratios across all of the indices, the Dow, the S&P 500, have always been in single digits on our way out. The S&P's PE ratio right now is about 27. It ain't even close to single digits. So is it possible that we might be at the end of this secular bear trend? It's possible. Anything's possible. But is it probable? Let's put it this way. You know, realize you can't hardly find anything or anyone that's ever set two Guinness Book of World Records. Leave alone three. If the market pulled out of this, it would be the first time in history it's ever done it with only two corrections. First time it's ever done it in less than 20 years, and first time it's ever done it without the PE ratios being in the single digits across all the indices, literally would set three Guinness Book of World Records. So think about it. Do you want to bet on that, or do you want to bet on the fact that we could have another market correction? So this comes back to that purpose versus performance situation. A lot of people think, you know, I want to be in a performance-based portfolio. If I take my money out of the market, I only have the bank to choose from. There's a lot of areas between the bank and the market that people could consider. And that's why we call this show the Retirement Income Doctor. It's about income, not about growth, especially when you're in a period that is basically not getting that much growth. And now if you look at the market from 2008 to now, it looks great. But we're not talking about 2008 to now. We're talking about now. Market's at an all-time high. Do you want to bet on the market continuing to go up from here? So this takes us back to the percentage that you might have in the market. Now, if you're concerned over the percentage you've had in the market, if you're saying to yourself right now, you know what? I've got this feeling. I've had this gut feeling now for a year or two. I've talked to my advisor about this. And he says, hey, stay the course. Hold on. Market will always come back. Market will average 8%. This is what they're told to tell you. Give us a call. And one of the things I'd love to do, I want to put a book in your hand for the first five callers. It's called Financial Insanity, written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. Financial Insanity, I'd love to put in your hands for the first five callers. It basically talks about how to keep Wall Street's cancerous thoughts out of your portfolio. It talks about income versus growth. It talks about all these things I'm talking about right now today. Love to put these in your hands for the first five callers. And again, if you want to spend 15 minutes off the air, love to talk to you. Again, toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. We are going to have to stop for a commercial break. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Our philosophy at Mid-American Tax Advisory Group is that we are the coach who assists you in identifying and working towards reaching your financial goals. Our seven-step educational process helps you identify your objectives and develop the strategies and tactics that will allow you to work towards your goals. And here it is. 1. Identify lifetime objectives and strategies. 2. Understand all of your options. 3. Determine your risk profile. 4. Build your allocation model. 5. Optimize your investment allocations. 6. Identify tax reduction and catastrophic protection strategies. 7. Schedule regular periodic reviews. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Business owners, some of you have worked 20 and even 30 years to build your business. You're ready to sell your business and go into retirement, but you don't want to risk or lose any of your hard-earned money. How about 401k owners? Have you recently changed jobs and have a 401k account that you would like to roll over? If you have money you are counting on for retirement, break free from the stock market insanity with alternative investment strategies designed to protect and grow your hard-earned money. There is no retirement without income.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Have you recently changed jobs and now you have a 401k or other retirement account you don't want to risk in the market? You have worked too hard to leave your retirement to chance. Since you will probably start another retirement account at your new job, why not make sure nothing happens to your last one? Be confident of your plan. Don't leave anything to chance.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor radio show. We just had to stop for a break, but if you're just now tuning in, we are talking about the historical trends of the market. We talked about how the market goes through consistent, repeatable, predictable trends dating back all the way to 1900 and how we're basically in another secular bear trend right now. The problem with that secular bear trend is we're looking at another major market correction. We talked about purpose versus performance. Why are you trying to get performance when your goals are purpose-based? I want to have income for life. I want to outlive my money. I don't want to run out of money. And so many advisors trying to keep people in a performance-driven portfolio. It's what, like I often say, many of these advisors work for stock market-based firms. And that's why they call stockbrokers stockbrokers. They sell stocks. You know, it's kind of like this. Imagine if you were to go to a guidance counselor and you were to say to that guidance counselor, listen, I want a conservative career, doesn't take a lot of risk. What would you suggest? They wouldn't suggest going to work for some of these major Wall Street firms. It takes more of a risky-minded person, a more aggressively-minded person. When you combine that with an aggressively-minded firm that makes their money on having you in the stock market, what do you think you get? You get an entirely stock market-based portfolio. Now you think, well, I have 40 to 50% of my money in bond funds. We're going to talk about that in a minute, the difference between bonds and bond funds. But just imagine this, 1930 through 54. I want to go back to that time frame. What happened back then? We had a major market correction. We had a 90% loss in the market. We had people jumping out windows. Now, I want you to ask yourself a question as you're driving down the road or you're sitting and listening to the radio show. Do you think it's possible? Maybe not probable, but do you think it's possible that we could ever head into a time frame like that again? You know, the fact that it happened once tells you one thing. It could happen again. Matter of fact, what is the difference between now and then? Now we have food stamps. Now we have all these government credits that people can get that keep them off. Back then, we didn't have that in the 1930s. We had food lines. Many economists have paralleled the economy right now to that of the 1930s. So is it possible we could have another dip like that? Well, let me tell you this. We're talking about predictable historical trends. Let me tell you one thing. If you go back and you look at these secular bear trends, these dips get progressively worse. Think about it. 2008 was worse than 2002, and the next dip could be at least that bad or worse. Do you want to go through a time like that again? Now, if you're young and you're 25 or 35 listening to this show, it's a wonderful buying opportunity. So ask yourself the question, do you want to bet on, you know, the market where we're at currently? So we talked a little bit about the historical, predictable, repeatable trends. Well, you know, back in the 1930s, we had this major market correction. And, you know, each generation thinks it's smarter than the one before. In the 1980s through 90s, we lost all the thoughts that were, you know, created in that generation of people back in the 1930s. What did they think? I mean, they created a thing called the Rule of 100 back then. The Rule of 100 said you take your age minus 100. That's the most you should ever have in the market. You know, today in the 1980s and 90s, those views that were picked up during that generation have permeated into what we're dealing with right now. And they've taken the rule of 100. They've taken all the wisdom created from those generations back then, the concept of taking interest only and not touching the principal, and they've thrown it out the window. So, you know, as I go through this with many people that I visit with daily, I tell them, you know, there's three phases of retirement. And this may come across as kind of funny to you, but it's three phases of retirement. You've got your go-go years. Your go-go years typically will run from about 65 on through to about, you know, 75 to 80. You know what consists of go-go years? It's when your time, your health, and your money all line up together. Well, then you enter into your slow-go years, about 75 to 85. You just don't want to go as many places. You've gone many of these places. And you know what the first thing they usually go is not your money. It's your health. And then you go into, from about 85 on, into your no-go years. And into your no-go years, you just simply don't want to go anymore. So, you know, here's the situation. If you find yourself entering into those slow-go years, and you're in those go-go years right now, well, let me ask you something. When you talk to that advisor about, hey, you know, I want to have less money in the market, I'm concerned about risk right now, and he tells you, hang in there, it will come back. Don't worry about it. If it goes down, it will come back up. Think about it. What is he asking for? He's asking for time. What is it during the retirement years you don't have? There's three things that people hold dear, and that is their time, their family, and their health. And what is that advisor asking from you? Your time to hang in there. Wait for it to come back. You realize when we had the last dip in 2007, it was 2013 before it came back. So again, the advice changed in the 1990s generation. The advice changed to stay the course. Hold on. It'll be okay. You know, you go back to that 1930s generation and you speak to that collective wisdom of that generation. And you could imagine this. You got 70, 80% of your money in the market. You go back to that 1930s generation and you say, listen, I got 70, 80% of my money in the market. What do you think? What do you think they'd tell you? They'd tell you to get it out, put it in the mattress, get it out as fast as you can. So I tell you that because we, in the 1980s, ran into this Kool-Aid generation of advisors. You know, I often talk about it being the Kool-Aid generation of advisors. And you say, well, why do you call it the Kool-Aid generation? Well, think about it. Remember all the people that drank the Kool-Aid and French Guiana and Jim Jones and all that? Well, literally, they're only taught one thing. Stay the course and hold on. Now, again, if this is something that concerns you, we're going to have to take another little break here, but give us a call. Toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. And for the first five callers, I'd like to put a book in your hands. The book is called Financial Insanity. Financial Insanity. Basically, how to keep Wall Street's propaganda from affecting your portfolio. Give us a call. We'll spend 15 minutes with you off the air if you want us to. If you have any questions, we'll be love to talk to you about it. But I'd love to put this book in the hands of the first five callers. Again, toll free, 800-611-1966. Hang on, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about where people typically will take those assets when they're concerned about the market, where they'll go, and that is bond funds. We're going to talk to you about the difference between bonds and bond funds. Big difference. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Our team approach to service has helped us earn a reputation for caring about our clients, and we feel truly blessed that they have allowed us to be part of their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Do you think the market is going up or is it going down? Do you know when it will go up or down? What happens when it's down and you're taking withdrawals from your retirement account? This can have devastating consequences. Avoid the stock market roller coaster. Get the income you need in retirement, regardless of how the market is performing.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
For more of the Retirement Income Doctor, tune in again next Sunday afternoon at 2.
What do you do in the morning? Do you spend the time with your first cup of coffee looking at the newspaper or watching financial news so you can figure out how well your investments are doing? Instead of worrying about a return on your investments, consider the peace of mind you can get by avoiding the stock market roller coaster. Now you can enjoy a return on life. Call now for a plan using non-stock market strategies that focus on generating retirement income.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online, anytime, 24-7 at midamericantax.com. That's midamericantax.com.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Show. This is Mark Falter coming back at you. And if you are just a first-time listener, we talked before the break about the historical trends of the market. We talked about how we've gone through secular bear trends and bull markets and how history has a way of repeating itself. We talked about performance versus purpose-driven viewpoints and how a person should invest when they get into the retirement years and how many of the large Wall Street firms are convinced that the next major bull market's coming around the corner. Well, I don't want to spend a lot of time on that because we covered that in the first two-thirds of the show, but I do want to spend time on one topic that I find a lot of people are told, and that is, okay, you want to reduce your risk. If you want to reduce your risk in your 401k, where do you go? You go into bond funds. Bond funds. Now, what the heck is the difference between a bond and a bond fund? Well, if you own a bond or a bond-type instrument, there's a lot of things out there that are like bonds. We're talking preferred stock, corporate bonds, real estate investment trusts, BDCs, business development corporations, things that pay fixed dividends, things that I talk about week in and week out on this show, the Retirement Income Doctor, that pay fixed dividends. Well, when you own a bond, let's say you buy a bond for $1,000, all right? So you get three things when it comes to a bond. You get the price. You've got the duration, in other words, a time frame in which the thing matures, and you've got a guaranteed interest rate. The interest rate is the dividend. So let's talk about company XYZ. They've got a bond that sells for $1,000, and by the way, par value, let's say it's $1,000 on a bond. You've got a guaranteed interest rate of 4%, and you've got a duration of 10 years. What's that say? That says if you buy that bond for $1,000, you're going to get $40 a year. You got a guaranteed interest rate of 4%. That means in 10 years, you're going to get $1,000 back. So what's the point? You're getting a guaranteed income coming in every month, $40 a year or $20 every 6 months or $10 a quarter, however you want to look at it. Basically, though, you're getting a fixed income. Now, let's say that bond goes down in price or bond type instrument. You got a duration. At the end of that 10 years, you basically turn it back in, you get your initial investment back. So you've got three guarantees with that thing, the price of it, the duration of it, and the interest rate on it. When you go into a bond fund, guess what you've got? You've got one out of those three. You got the price. You don't have that. You can't call the fund company and say, hey, when do I get my money back? You can't call the fund company and say, hey, what is my guaranteed interest rate? There is no such thing. Now, you feel like you're more safe, but you've really bought the stock of a bond investment. That's one of the reasons that I look at a portfolio where it's 70% bond mutual funds and 30% stock mutual funds, and I almost consider it all in the market. Let's put it this way. Show me any bond fund that hasn't dipped 20 to 30% when the market did its dip back in 2008. Now, granted, it didn't go down as far as the stock funds, but it still went down. Kind of like a plane with little holes in its wings instead of big holes in its wings. It goes down, just not as far. Well, let me ask you this. Do you want to be in a plane with any holes in the wings? So if this is a concern of yours and you have been told, hey, go into bond funds, it'll make you more conservative. If you've got a 401k and you've allocated more to bond funds thinking that you're making yourself more safe, give us a call. Love to talk to you for 15, 20 minutes off the air and give a second set of eyes to look at the thing. Again, toll free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. I want to talk about a thing that most advisors don't talk about. Most people don't even understand it. This is very important. It's called reverse dollar cost averaging. So we talked about why you don't want to have your money in the stock market. We talked about the difference between bonds and bond funds. We talked about the need for income. Think about it. What do you need in retirement? If you think about it, the thing you need the most is a guaranteed monthly paycheck. Well, when you're in the stock market, are you getting a guaranteed monthly paycheck? You think, well, I'm taking $2,000 a month out of my $500,000 portfolio, so yeah. Well, let me tell you something. And listen to this. If you get nothing else out of today's show, listen to this one thing. If you have to sell shares in order to derive an income out of your portfolio, you should fire your advisor. I've said this on other weeks. Fire him. If you're in your 60s, you're selling shares. You're doing a thing called reverse dollar cost averaging. Now, many of you have heard of a thing called dollar cost averaging. Dollar cost averaging is when you're young, you're investing money every month into the market, month in, month out, whether the shares are high, whether the shares are low, and you're dollar cost averaging money in the market. Well, what do you do when you're taking money out? You're doing a thing called reverse dollar cost averaging. And reverse dollar cost averaging means you're selling shares. Well, let me tell you something. There is a right way to take income and a wrong way to take income in retirement. I'll tell you a quick story. A older lady was told by her advisor back in 1999 that she could take 5% a year out of her accounts and never run out of money. Well, she did. She came into the office in 2013, broken, crying. And I remember that like it was yesterday. And I think to myself, well, I know what caused it. She was selling shares and everything's fine until you start selling shares. Well, everything's not fine, but it gets worse and worse as you're selling shares in a down market. And she went through two of them. She sold more and more shares. Now, the shares will rebound, but you don't have as many of them. By 2013, she was broke because of a thing called reverse dollar cost averaging. Now, if this is something that concerns you and you're concerned because you are taking income, you're taking income and you're selling shares. It's like I tell people when we do our required minimum distribution workshop. You should not be selling shares. Interest and dividends should be paying for your required minimum distribution or any income that you're taking out of it. But if that's a concern of yours, give us a call toll free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. And we can kind of take 15, 20 minutes off the air, give you at least a second set of eyes to look at things to show you what to do. And you can take it back and go to your current advisor and tell him, listen, change some things. So let me give you a little analogy here, and I want you to picture this, if you will. And that is, you've got 1,000 shares of something. 1,000 shares, and they go for $10 a share. 1,000 shares at $10 a share, and you need to take $100 a month out. Why do you need to take $100 a month out? Because bill paying is not optional in retirement, is it? You need $100 every month. Bills aren't going to change. Market goes down, you can't call Kansas City Power and Light and tell them, listen, reduce my bill in half. That ain't going to happen. So you have to go in when you sell or you take $100 out, you have to sell 10 shares. So you sell 10 shares, you are now down to 990 shares. Next month, sell 10 shares, you're down to 980 shares. The month after that, the third month now, you go and you take $100 out And lo and behold, the price of whatever it is you're invested in drops to $5 a share. Drops to $5 a share. How many shares did you have to sell? Twice as many. You went from 1,000 down to 990, down to 980, and now you're down to 960. Oh, and then the month after that, it drops to 250 a share. You still need 100 bucks a month. Now you have to take it down to 920 shares. You see what's happening here? It's a thing called reverse dollar cost averaging. Hey, go on to YouTube and type it in, reverse dollar cost averaging. Watch the videos. If you ask your advisor about reverse dollar cost averaging and he doesn't understand it or he can't repeat it back to you, you need to run. Back in the very first part of the show that I talked about, purpose versus performance. He's a performance-minded advisor, and you're a purpose-driven investor. So that's a little bit about reverse dollar cost averaging and how it works. It's kind of like this. Let me give you another analogy. It's kind of like if you had chickens. This is a crazy little analogy, but you had chickens and they produced eggs. You could live off the eggs forever, as long as the chicken was alive. But as soon as you decide to get into the chicken, the eggs stop. What are the eggs? The eggs are interest. What is the chicken? It's the principal value. That's why we call this show what we do, the Retirement Income Doctor. It's about creation of income in retirement. It's not about growth. It's not about seeing how big you can get that portfolio. It's about the income that that portfolio can generate for you. You know, at the very beginning of this show, we talked about goals. Well, let me ask you, when you're selling those shares, how is that helping your goal? If your goal is to travel, if your goal is to not outlive your money, and you're selling shares every time you take income, is that helping or hurting your goals? It's hurting, obviously. Well, there are ways to develop income in retirement through a lot of different income vehicles. These are vehicles that aren't new. These vehicles have been around since the 1900s. Many of the advisors back in 1955 through 61 used these things. And it was common practice back then because they taught things back then like don't have all your money in the market. Don't touch principal. Take interest only. Heck, your parents told you that. What is it that advisors are teaching today? They're teaching a thing called the 5% cash flow rule. The 5% cash flow rule says that you can take 5% a year out of your account and never touch the principal. Well, this story that I just told you about, the older lady that came into the office in 2013, she was told the 5% cash flow rule worked. The 5% cash flow rule has been debunked many, many times. Matter of fact, they don't call it the 5% cash flow rule now. They call it the 4% cash flow rule. Actually, they don't even call it that. They call it the 3% cash flow rule. Why? Because the market's doing less and less. Let me give you another analogy. I love analogies. Imagine if you got on a plane and the pilot said, you know, I think we have enough fuel to get to the next destination. But if we don't, we'll back off the fuel. We'll catch a tailwind. We'll probably make it. Would you stay on that plane? Heck no. But that's what those advisors are telling you. Stay the course. Hold on. Now, many of these advisors, you go back and you look for income vehicles such as preferreds, corporates, REITs, BDCs, things of this nature. And you go back or you're in a 401k, you're looking for those things. Well, your only choices are mutual funds. I have a name for mutual funds. I call them the disease of ease. Why do advisors suggest you go into a bond fund as opposed to a bond? Because you can't just invest in a bond. You have to invest in a series of bonds, and it requires them to go out and find them. It requires them to constantly monitor them. If you can check mark a box, you can put somebody into a bond fund. It's kind of like if you're going into a car dealership. And you need income, okay? So you're going into this car dealership. You're needing a certain type of car. You're needing a vehicle that can haul wood. You say, listen, I need something that can haul wood. They come up with a two-seater sports car. You say, obviously, you didn't hear me. I need a vehicle that can haul wood. They come up with a four-seater sports car. And you think to yourself, the heck, is he deaf or what? Well, then as you leave frustrated, you realize you're in a Porsche dealership. Porsches, they don't make pickup trucks. You need to be in a Chevy or a Dodge or a Ford dealership buying a pickup truck. So we've talked about a lot of things on today's show. We talked about purpose versus performance. How many people are in a purpose-driven mindset, but their advisor is all performance-based? We talked about the need for income. We talked about the reason that you don't want to sell shares in retirement. We talked about the secular bear and the bull trends. Well, a lot of information in a short period of time, and I'm running a little over, and we're going to have to end the show for this week. But here's what I'd love to do. Give us a call, toll-free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. A couple of things. Love to take 10, 15 minutes off the air, have a second set of eyes, look at your stuff, at least give you some advice you could go back to your advisor with. But one of the things I'd love to do for the first five callers, give us a call. I want to put in your hands a book written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. It's called Financial Insanity. He talks about why you don't want the thoughts of Wall Street permeating, the cancerous thoughts of Wall Street permeating your portfolio. If you've been wondering, there's got to be something else out there rather than betting on the market to continue to go up. Give us a call. We'd love to put that book in your hands for the first five callers. Again, toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or you can check us out on our website at www.midamericantax.com.
By taking into account worst-case scenarios and having a more conservative approach to planning, we have been truly blessed to help hundreds of seniors in the greater Kansas City and Topeka area working towards reaching their goals and values without changing their lifestyles. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Have you recently changed jobs and now you have a 401k or other retirement account you don't want to risk in the market? You've worked too hard to leave your retirement to chance. Since you will probably start another retirement account at your new job, why not make sure nothing happens to your last one? Be confident of your plan. Don't leave anything to chance.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Business owners, some of you have worked 20 and even 30 years to build your business. You're ready to sell your business and go into retirement, but you don't want to risk or lose any of your hard-earned money. How about 401k owners? Have you recently changed jobs and have a 401k account that you would like to roll over? If you have money you are counting on for retirement, break free from the stock market insanity with alternative investment strategies designed to protect and grow your hard-earned money. There's no retirement without income.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. This is Mark Falter, your host. You know, before the break, we talked about several things. We talked about the historical trends of the market, how it's predictable and repeatable. We talked about a thing called the Rule of 100. We talked about the three phases of retirement, your go-go, your slow-go, and your no-go years. And we talked about why you should reconsider if you're 60, 65, 70 years old, having more than 50% of your money in the market. Let me tell you something. I am 50 years old. I have nothing in the stock market. You know the reason I don't have any money in the stock market? It's not because I'm terrified of that next dip, even though I don't want my money to go through it. I'll tell you why I don't have any money in the market. Okay, let's go ahead and buy the thing that Wall Street tells us, and that is risk equals reward. Well, if you're going to risk that money, what does reward equal? 7, 8, 9%? Well, you tell me. If you'd have put $10,000 in the S&P 500 in 1999, you'd have a whopping $12,500 today. You tell me, is that a reward? By the way, if you divide that out by 16 years, that's 1.5%. Imagine for a second, if I asked you, listen, give me your money, give me your life savings, $1 million. I'm going to put it in a bank account.
this bank account's going to pay you better than most. It'll pay you 1.5 guaranteed. If you ever need your money back between now and the next 16 years, I'll give you 50 cents to maybe 70 cents on a dollar. And at the end, I'll pay you 1.5. You never do that, but that's exactly what the stock market's asking for us, from us. And I'm just not into that. If I'm going to risk it, I want to make some money. You know, I've met with so many people lately that are our loyal listeners, and I've heard back from several that they really kind of want to hear exactly what are we talking about. Now, I know we talk about income, investing for income every week, but, you know, exactly what is it we're talking about there? Also, what is the alternative to investing for income? So first things first, what I've found is many, many people don't really think about what their goals are when it comes to retirement savings. This is something I cover when I'm meeting with new people all the time. The first questions out of my mouth are, what are your goals with those assets? You know, we get into this mode of saving money and building the assets bigger and get into what I call 401k brain. 401k brain, of course, means if things go up, that's good. If things go down, that's bad. You can get it as big as you can. But, you know, really, we don't break down exactly what it is we're talking about in the way of goals for those assets. I mean, what do you want to do? Do you want to take income? You want to take income for life? You don't want to run out of income. What do you want to do in retirement? Do you want to buy a sailboat? Do you want to travel? I mean, these are the first things I think a person needs to sit down and think about is, what are those goals? And you know what I've found with most people that I talk to on a weekly basis is the goals, which 90% of the time, it's a format of, I want to take income forever. And see, here's the issue and why it's so important to crystallize those goals. Because what I've seen is, in many cases, people's goals and their strategies conflict. Now, let me repeat that. Their goals and their strategies conflict. They may have the desire for income for life and never run out of income, but they may be investing for growth. They may be going back to their advisor and saying, listen, I want to be in a more conservative income portfolio, and they may be putting them in bond funds instead of bonds, or putting them in a conservative growth model, which is not going to produce the income for life. And that is actually, at the end of the day, the whole point of this show. That's why they call it the Retirement Income Doctor. It's all about income. You know, it's like I often say, do you want to have income, which you can count on quarter after quarter, or do you want to hope and pray for growth? So first things first is crystallizing those goals. And then you've got to say, okay, where are your assets at right now, predominantly invested? Not always, but in most cases, I find most retirees today have a large amount or some in the stock market. Now, why do most retirees have some in the stock market? Well, simply this. We've been told by Wall Street certain things and by investment advisors that buy into the Wall Street Kool-Aid, as I call it. Risk equals reward. The market has always averaged 8%. The market will always come back. Well, I got news for you. It's not quite that simple. You know, on one of my prior shows, I talked about mutual funds. And I want you to just think about something for a minute. We know that the market has lost money. We know that the market has lost money over 10-year periods of time, more than once. But my question for you is, have you ever seen a sales brochure by any mutual fund out there that shows a 10-year track record where it lost money? So we know the market's lost money, but the mutual funds never lose money. Well, you can go back and listen to my prior show as to why that is, but they manipulate things. And so, you know, we're told these things, but they're not actually totally the truth. You know, it's kind of like this. If I told you that the market has averaged, and it has, by the way, 8% since 1900. I'm talking about the Dow Jones now. So from 1900 to 2016, the market's averaged 8%. Well, you think of the market every year getting 8. How about if I told you there are periods of time where the market will go 20 to 25 years, only averaging around 2. And then there are shorter periods of time where the market will go 12 to maybe 15 years sometimes and average 15%. Well, now all of a sudden that 8% average doesn't sound so good. Kind of like if I told you my wife and I, we jogged on average of 10 miles a week. You picture us both jogging side by side, rain, summer, winter, snow, no matter what's out there. But then I tell you the fact is she jogs 20 miles a week and I sit on the couch. Whole different paradigm shift. How about if I also told you that these points in the market's history are very predictable and repeatable? Well, you're listening to this and you're saying, well, he's telling me that I can time the market. I'm not telling you to time the market on a daily basis, but let me tell you this. Let's say, for instance, that I told you in August of this year, on the 22nd of August, it's going to be 87 degrees and rainy. If I told you that, I'd probably be wrong, especially in the Kansas City area. But how about if I told you that in August on the 22nd, I would bet you money that it will be warmer? I would probably be right most of the time. So generally speaking, it's much more predictable and repeatable than you think. Now, if you're wondering, do you have your goals crystallized? If you're wondering, do I have too much in the stock market? If you're not trusting the stock market and you're concerned about where things are at, give us a call. We will be more than happy to spend 10 to 15 minutes with you off the air, no cost, no obligation, and just kind of give you some pointers. Just a second look-see. But you can give us a call at 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966, or check us out on the internet at www.midamericantax.com. You know, one of the other things Wall Street has told us and taught us is that there are two kinds of markets out there. Those are bears and bulls. Well, let me tell you something. That's not absolutely true. There is truly bull markets out there. But let me ask you a question. What happens when you get into a market that starts like in 1999, takes a dip, comes back up, takes another dip, comes back up, and just gyrates back and forth like that? You know, CNBC would like to have you believe that that's a lot of bulls and a lot of bears combined. You know why? Because they want you to watch television. They want you to see the advertisings. I got news for you. Do a little research on your own, and you will find that those cycles last 20 to 25 years. They're called secular bear trends. And listen to this now. They consist of 70% of the market's history. 70%. So again, if you're concerned whether or not you have too much in the market, if you're concerned about this third inevitable dip that is coming, give us a call. We are more than happy to talk to you off the air. Take a look at what you've got. You know, I'll just ask you a few questions over the phone and we'll kind of give you some counsel, at least give you some information to go back to your advisor and talk to him with so that you can make sure you don't lose 50 to 55, 60%. Now, give us a call at 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966.
And for the first five callers, I'd like to put a book in your hands. The book is called Financial Insanity. Financial Insanity. Basically, how to keep Wall Street's propaganda from affecting your portfolio. Give us a call. We'll spend 15 minutes with you off the air if you want us to. If you have any questions, we'll be love to talk to you about it. But I'd love to put this book in the hands of the first five callers. Again, toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, thanks for listening. Talk to you next week. This is Mark Falter with the Retirement Income Doctor signing off.
For more of the Retirement Income Doctor, tune in again next Sunday afternoon at 2.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter. For more information about today's program or to speak with Mark, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. Or visit midamericaninvestors.com. The Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, will be back again next week at the same time.
Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online, anytime, 24/7 at midamericantax.com. That's midamericantax.com.
The preceding program was sponsored by MidAmerica Tax Advisory.